Hi, everybody. Ralph Shaheen, Ricky Carmichael, Jeff Emig with you. It has been a great season, and it's only about to get better here tonight in Atlanta. Of course, the big story coming into the weekend, Chad Reed, a vicious wreck just a week ago in Dallas. Jeff, what's the latest?
Well, Chad is, he was in a lot of pain, but he definitely, his spirits are high. But take a look at this. 1 week ago, everybody that was watching live saw this vicious crash that Chad had when he was chasing down Villopoto, trying to get the number one spot. You know, it's really a tough blow to him. He's a team owner and all this stuff, but I definitely think that we're going to see him back soon.
Ricky, how soon will we see Chad Reed back racing with us?
Well, I hope he comes back as soon as he can. Obviously, he's got to get healed up right. We'll talk to him a little bit later tonight, I believe. But I feel that once he gets a little bit better, comes back 100%, he's going to come back. He's not going to end his career like that. There is no way. I mean, the guy was riding at an all-time high. I can't wait for him to heal up and come back. We need him back, and I got faith in him, no doubt.
Look how tough a year it's been for the folks at Big Red, Trey Kinnard, with the injuries at Dodger Stadium, Andrew Short with the shoulder, and of course Chad Reed a week ago in Dallas. And as Ricky mentioned, we will have a chance to talk with Chad Reed live tonight on the phone here on Speed. Championship season. Welcome back in the booth. Ralph Shaheen, Jeff Emig, and Ricky Carmichael with you. One of our good friends not here with us this weekend racing in Atlanta. We always like talking to Chad Reed. Chad, this is not how we wanted to do that. The two-time champion from Australia joining us on the phone out in California, rehabbing from that vicious wreck a week ago at Cowboy Stadium. Chad, how are you doing? What's the extent of the injuries?
I'm doing as good as you can for sitting on the couch and watching the show live on TV. But, torn ACL, broken tib fib, broken T6, and what else have I got? Two broken ribs. So definitely not, wasn't in the plans. But, it's what we love and hate about motor racing. Anything can happen, and that's why we line up every week.
Yeah, Chad, there definitely was a lot of drama with that crash last week. But I got to tell you, the two main events at San Diego and then last week, I'm not sure I have ever seen you ride so good. It just seemed like everything was starting to come together. You know, take us before the crash. What were you doing that was getting you to that high level?
Just trying to step it up. I mean, this year mirrors 2003 in so many different ways. I mean, Ryan, the way he rides and the way he attacks the track and things like that, I think it replicates a lot of the things that I saw in Ricky, three, and it's really made me step up my game and get after it. I think having my own team, all the guys that work on the bike and setting up the bike, I'm more comfortable than I ever have been. The Honda's working great, and it just adds up to going fast.
Yeah, Chad, I want to know, how pumped are you with the feedback that you've gotten from Twitter? I mean, I was even reading your timeline this week. Your fans have just been awesome. I mean, they miss you. They just showing you so much love. I mean,
Chad Reed Day this week.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it up to them. I mean, how pumped are you just with all the feedback you've gotten from your fans? And you really get to see how pumped these people are on you and how they want the best for you.
It's been awesome. And, not only the people that are there for you, day in and day out with your family, the team, the sponsors, and, your family, everything like that. It's just fans have been so strong and so supportive. And even people that are not necessarily fans or weren't fans, they're seeing a side of me that I was out there going for it. And I guess that's what makes it easier for me. It's harder and easier in the fact that I feel like I was riding the best that I ever have in my career.
Right.
I thought, in my own mind, this was my last year. Honestly, I didn't think I was going to come back next year, but I can tell you, man, I'm excited. 30's just a number, and I'm ready to get back out there next year and try to do it for that whole, all the guys at Bellary, Honda, Shift, Fox, Etnies, and Skullcanny. It wasn't meant to end like this.
Okay, Chad, that being the case then, we've got a twit pick of your knee. We can show the fans how much that thing has ballooned up. What are the doctors telling you? What is the rehab story? When will we see you back? And will there possibly be another rider on the 2-2 between now and when you return?
So, the knee's blown up, and that's kind of what's delaying my surgery. They tell me that you try to get the swelling down and then the movement back, and the better you go into surgery, the better you come out, the better the rehab So I'm just trying to do my part on that and try to, you know, get up to that. Thursday I'll have surgery. Hopefully that'll all go well, and then I can get back to Florida with the family. But in the meantime, I mean, everybody's been so supportive. I mean, it's my guys, you know, with a single rider team and being the owner, it's tough, you know. Everybody, you know, we're all been working so hard, and one single goal and one single rider, and it's just a bummer, you know. It just bums me out to see those guys, you know, with not a lot to do right now, and Bellray, Honda, everybody's been so supportive. And so through Supercross, I very much doubt you're going to see a 22 Motorsports bike out there. But obviously the numbers are not really adding up, and I'm probably going to miss beginning of outdoors. So at that point, I'll reevaluate and see who's available and see, weigh up my options and talk to the sponsors and see what we can do. Because, you know, I want to be, even if I'm not riding, I definitely want the team to be a part of the Outdoor Nationals.
Chad, quickly, a chance we could see you at the Monster Energy Cup in Vegas?
A week ago I would have said hell no, but, man, it's a long season, but, you know, this long season turned into a season of trying to get back on the bike. So I definitely look forward to trying to get out there and making that event.
All right, Chad, from all of us here, buddy, hurry up and get better. A lot of positive vibes being sent your way. We look forward to seeing Chad Reed, the two-time champion from Australia, back racing with us soon.